Washtenaw County will soon surpass 10,000 acres of preserved farmland, land protected from development. The county has been a leader in land preservation efforts, and as other parts of the state look for best practices to follow, they're likely to look in this direction. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is First Friday Focus on the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. The first Friday of every month, we take 20 minutes to look at an environmental issue in an in-depth manner. My co-host for this monthly feature is Lisa Wozniak, and Lisa is Executive Director for the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. Lisa, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, David.
And our guest today?
Our guest today is Barry Lonick. Many in the listening area know Barry very well as the person who started the Legacy Land Conservancy and served as its first executive director for over 6 years. Barry is now the president of Treemore Ecology and Land Services, where he consults with nonprofits, local governments, private landowners, and conservation buyers toward the protection of natural and agricultural lands. Welcome back to the show, Barry.
Thank you, Lisa.
As communities across the state grapple with the challenge of encouraging urban density and preserving rural landscapes, Washtenaw County, as David pointed out, has moved to address this. And you've been a critical part of all of this. You've helped define it and guide it. And I'd like to know what you think the recipe for success has been.
I think the key thing here in Washtenaw County is the people that we have, that we were able to make the case to 15 years ago starting, and say this is why we think land preservation is in our best interest as a community. And people responded to that. They understood the arguments, and we're fortunate also that people have a little extra change in their pocket, many people do, and were willing to tax themselves and have chosen to do that on a number of occasions with huge amounts of support, 60 and 70 and even 80% support for property tax millages to fund land preservation programs.
And when this inaugurated, we were in the midst of a development boom. Did that play a role in being able to successfully make the case for preservation?
Yes, very much so, David. People saw the landscape around Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti changing dramatically and quickly, and it was one of the things that people said, you know, this is something we really appreciate about where we live. You know, it's a very unique place in Michigan and true for elsewhere where we can actually leave the city limits and be out in open spaces, in farmland, and natural areas, and woods. And they didn't want to lose that. They looked at unfortunate examples to our east and said, we don't want to be like that. We want to retain our identity. You know, that's something special for our area. And, yeah, we're willing to tax ourselves to be able to pay for those programs.
So there have been a variety of different programs that have made this possible. Can you give us a sense of what those look like and how they all come together to make this happen?
Yeah. Washtenaw County Parks operates two programs. One of them is a natural area preservation program. It's been around since 2000, and it just was renewed for another 10-year millage a couple of years ago. And in that renewal from 2 years ago, part of the money can be used for a farmland preservation program. So that's just gearing up now. So there's two aspects of the county program. In addition to that, people know about the Ann Arbor Greenbelt program, which is approved by their voters in 2003. And that focuses on an area around the city of Ann Arbor.
And had a very successful December.
Indeed,
another
they
four
did.
Properties, right?
And then there's four township-level programs, three of which are funded by land preservation millages. It's Ann Arbor, Scio, and Webster. And then Salem Township now is the newest entry into the township programs. They don't have a millage, but they do have a landfill out there. And the revenues from the tipping fees of the landfill are used to help fund a land preservation program. And then finally, there are two active land conservancies here, Legacy that you mentioned that I started 20-some years ago, and then the Southeast Michigan Land Conservancy also has been active in land preservation efforts.
So, do all of these competing, I don't want to call them competing, but do all of these different groups, do they sometimes work to the detriment of the others?
The only time there's any competition between the groups is when we're applying for federal grants for farmland preservation. Every one of those entities puts in their own applications, and then the awards are doled out based on whoever scores the best, whichever properties score the best. So we compete for those dollars. But other than that, there's just tremendous cooperation between all of those entities. We look for ways to work together and share funds and to share information to get projects done.
So every dollar that someone from Washtenaw County actually ends up putting into this, it's matched by a variety of other sources. And no state dollars, or only federal dollars? Where does the match come from?
Most of it is from somewhere else. We get a few state dollars through the Natural Resources Trust Fund when entities apply for...
Which is under some... interesting scrutiny at this point in time.
It has been for a long time, actually. It's almost since its inception. So that's for just buying land for public ownership and use. And so there are a few instances where we get some of that money. But other than that, we don't get any state money here. We've had great success with this Federal Farm and Ranch Lands Protection Program, which helps us buy development rights on farmland. And so between the federal program and, you know, people sharing dollars within the county here, we're leveraging $2, $3, sometimes $6 of outside funds for every dollar that we're raising ourselves.
I bet most residents don't know that.
I would expect that's true.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and this is WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. Today, we're talking land preservation. My co-host is Lisa Wozniak, the Executive Director for the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, and our guest today is Barry Lonick. Barry is President of Treemore Ecology and Land Services and has been a longtime advocate and activist in the area of land preservation. And when we talk about preserving land, there's two ways to go about it. There is the purchase of development rights, which you've mentioned, and then there's just outright purchase. How does that split work?
I'd say probably 90% of the projects that are done here in Washtenaw County are development rights purchases, or sometimes people donate development rights also.
And when we say that just means that the person has given up their right to that land to sell for development, correct?
Correct. They convey certain rights to the property, which include the right to divide the property into smaller parcels, to build houses in the property, to mine the surface for sand and gravel if that exists. To clear cut a woods if that exists on the property. Those are the conservation values of a property that that can be exercised through the rights that landowners have, but then they can also convey those rights to either one of the land conservancies or one of the local government programs. They still own the property. They still pay taxes on the property. They can farm it. They can lease it out for farming. So it remains in private ownership.
How does the growing demand for locally grown food play into what's been happening here in Washtenaw County?
That's one of the things that's just been developing the last couple of years, where we're seeing a great deal of interest in folks who want to buy land and set up small farm operations and grow vegetables and sometimes animals for local consumption. Many times folks don't have the ability to compete with the development value of properties, which, depending on where you are, can be anywhere from, you know, $5,000 to $8,000 an acre. But once we've secured the development rights on properties, the land, then the agricultural value is about $3,000 an acre, and that's what young farmers can actually afford to buy. And so we're seeing a great deal of interest these days in some of those young farmers, many of whom have completed programs at the Michigan State University Student Organic Farm and have other on-farm experiences, setting up their own businesses here on land that becomes much more affordable by virtue of our securing the development rights first.
So the numbers of those young farmers, I would imagine, are more here in this area as due to the incentive of what you've just described, as well as the MSU program, which I think has a presence, some kind of presence here in Washtenaw County. Is that right?
Yes. There's a program out in Ann Arbor Township on property that the township owns. It's called the Tillian Farm Development Center. There's been some assistance from the folks at MSU to help get that started, and it's been a landing place for the folks who finished their nine-month certificate program there and have never started their own farm before. They have an opportunity to share resources with other farmers there. There's a barn, a tractor, tools, water source, all kinds of things, hoop houses.
An agricultural collective.
Sort of. It's an incubator for farm businesses,
okay.
Really. And they do share resources and expertise and help each other out with some of the heavy lifting. And so the MSU folks have helped get that going, and that's been very successful. It's now the third year of that incubator program, and there's been at least half a dozen farms that have started there and now are transplanting to other parts of our community, oftentimes on farms where we have secured the development rights first.
How has this preservation of over 10,000 acres of farmland that we're about to pass benefited the overall health of the environment in Washtenaw County?
I think a variety of ways, Dave. Lands that we're protecting are sometimes completely natural area properties that are accessible to the public. That's primarily through the Washtenaw County Parks Natural Areas Program. But even on the farmland properties that we've been securing development rights, anywhere from 20 to 25% of those lands are in a natural state, woods, wetlands, streams, and so forth. And so we're protecting wildlife habitat, we're protecting water quality, we're protecting open space views for recreational uses. One of the arguments that we've made over the years is that when you have undeveloped land out there, it's basically going to be one of two things. It's either going to remain open land or it's going to become developed with houses. And if you cover those lands in houses, a couple of things happen. One is that you create a lot of impervious surfaces for rooftops and roadways and sidewalks and so forth that are a detriment to water quality. Obviously, there's a detriment to wildlife habitat in there as well. But then those lands are lost for future agricultural production as well, and they cost more money to service. There's more money that is required for police protection, fire services, school services, roads, all those kinds of things from having houses on those properties than those properties pay in local property taxes. So we're not saying that development is a bad thing and that we should oppose development. We're just saying we're trying to strike a balance between having some areas be developed and some areas be preserved for the benefit of all people and the quality of life that we have here in our BRIPS area, which is very unique.
As we've discussed, Washtenaw County is way ahead of most, if not all, the other 82 counties in this state. If you were to advise, and I think you do, other counties and other areas of the state, many of whom actually have a paramount importance on private investment, what would you advise as the best approach to preserving and protecting farmland? Because it is changing. It's changing the sense of place, the quality of life in so many areas of Michigan. What would you advise them?
Well, I think that education of the public is paramount. We went through several campaigns here over the course of the last 15 years, educating the public about the importance of preserving lands. And initially, people were a little skeptical. It was a new thing; they didn't quite understand it. And then over the course of a number of years, people said, "Oh, yeah, that actually makes sense," and I'm willing to invest my hard-earned dollars into programs that will accomplish that. And I think that once you build that groundswell of understanding by the electorate, then you have the opportunity to go to the voters and say, we actually would like you to spend a little bit of money.
Were there best messages along the way that you would advise others to use?
Oh, boy. One is, lots of them. It's either you pay a little bit now or you pay a lot more later is a really good message for them. It's all about your quality of life. Do you want to be surrounded by subdivisions and lose your open space character and your quality of life? Or do you want to spend a little bit of money on preserving lands? Do you want to have, farmland nearby that might be growing food for you and your family into the future?
Which is an increasingly important thing for many people in the state. I think of places around the state that I've been working in Kent County, Grand Rapids, just announced a brand new huge urban farmers market. I mean, where are they going to get their food?
Yes.
Those are the kind of questions I see coming up and perhaps impacting people's decisions on whether or not to go forward with these kind of programs.
Yes, exactly.
As you look at the program in Washtenaw County through its variety of conservancies, what is the future? I mean, there is a finite amount of land that can be protected, is there not? And is there, when we're talking about striking a balance, is there too much?
I would say that we've never really had the conversation about, how much is enough. I would say that we're not there yet. I think that there are opportunities to connect natural areas, for example, to protect stream corridors or large blocks of woods that we've made great headway on, but haven't yet completed. The farmland protected around Ann Arbor, in particular, has made a huge impact on the agricultural industry around here, where farmers don't necessarily think that they're going to be the last generation on the land anymore. They see a future, even if they don't have children that want to go into farming. I often say I don't know what the future is going to hold. I would say that we live in a time of scarcity, that we're dependent heavily on fossil fuels, not only for transportation, but also for pesticides and fertilizers. Most of the food that we have available to us here through restaurants and grocery stores and so forth are imported from long distances away. And that costs fuel to get it here for us, and that's just not going to be affordable for us for terribly much longer. So having land around our cities where we can put seeds in the ground and have plants grow, I think is going to be increasingly critical as we move forward in the next 20 to 50 to 100 years.
Is this effort always to be a county-by-county, township-by-township effort, or are there ways that the state could be acting to encourage the preservation of farmland as an emphasis on placemaking, the Pure Michigan campaign, which have these huge vistas of our fruit belt and our, you know, they're about celebrating the very essence of what we're talking about here. Yeah. What could they be doing?
You know, there's a lot they could be doing. There's been a small program fund for purchasing development rights at the state of Michigan for a number of years now, and we've used that to substantial advantage. It was some of the initial projects that we did 15 years ago, our demonstration projects, were ones that were completed with funds from that state of Michigan program. Unfortunately, that's dried up like many funds have. But I think there's a huge opportunity there for the legislature to put in a small amount of money. It could be a few million dollars a year to match what we are doing here locally and some other places are doing. There's a countywide program in Ingham County. There's some activity in Kent County. There's some activity in the Traverse City area. There's a couple of funded programs there. And I think that would really serve as a catalyst for other programs to get moving. There's a federal Farm and Ranch Land Protection Program that's offered once a year that we've also taken great advantage of, but that's a couple $1 million a year. If that could be matched with some state funds, and I think that certainly we would take good advantage of it here, but I think that would serve as a catalyst for other communities around the state to also utilize that fund.
Barry, thank you so much for your time today. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, David.
That is Barry Lonick. Barry is president of Tremor Ecology and Land Services and has been a longtime advocate and activist in the area of land preservation. And I'd like to pass along a thanks to my co-host, Lisa Wozniak. Lisa's executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. And we'll see you in March, Lisa.
Thank you, David. I look forward to it.
I'm David Fair, and this has been another presentation of First Friday Focus on the Environment. It's a monthly feature heard exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.